The Portland-based Salt Institute for Documentary Studies closed last year, but it'll relaunch in 2017. As Fred Bever reports, the school will be taken over by the Maine College of Art. The college says it'll stay true to the spirit of Salt's original mission.
For more than four decades, students at Salt have documented the people and cultures of Maine through photography, short films, writing, and radio.
To me, it was huge.
It was huge.
It was huge.
Laying down, it would be as high as this ceiling.
It was the largest animal I ever saw.
No wonder in the Holy Bible it says, Jonah went into the belly of the whale. There's plenty of room there. That mouth is a big one.
But after years of financial strain, the Institute closed its doors last April. Now its assets, including an archive of thousands of images and hundreds of other works, are being turned over to the Maine College of Art in downtown Portland.
There is not another program like this in the country.
Ian Anderson is dean of Mecca College, which he says will be able to offer Salt's traditional one-semester curricula under its old name. And assuming that the program is accredited, he says Mecca will be able to provide access to housing and federally backed financial aid that the old Salt could not. Most importantly, Anderson says, Mecca will preserve Salt's tradition of deep inquiry into Maine's character.
I have personally been listening to, reading, and viewing and watching these stories over the last couple of weeks, and I've been touched and inspired by them, and I've learned a lot about places and people in Maine that I otherwise would have never known about. And I have to say I'm truly honored to be a part of the Salt Institute of Documentary Studies at Mecca and to help foster the creation of many more stories for years to come.
Salt's board is now dissolved, but Salt alumni will be invited to serve on an advisory committee for the program. A grant from the Quimby Family Foundation will help defray operating expenses in the first years, as well as fund a facilities build-out to help house the new program. A former Salt board chairwoman, Kimberly Curry, says the new version of Salt makes sense given its operational and financial needs.
I can tell you, coming to Mecca, best decision ever. And the reason is it just, when you look at, we had a tiny staff, very small staff, had to do everything here. You know, HR is supported, payroll is supported, you know, housing, all these other things. When one person is doing that, it's really hard.
Some Salt alumni were critical of its board when the Institute's doors closed last April, and they complained about a lack of transparency from Institute leaders. Alyssa East is a Salt alum who teaches creative writing at New York University and is part of an alumni group called Save Salt. East says she's hopeful, but wary, about the Mecca gambit.
It always prioritized an incredibly high standard of ethnographical and journalistic ethics over aesthetic principles. And that is really the true heart of the program, not the archive. And we really hope that the art college environment will not compromise those standards.
Mecca officials say they will start a search by this fall for two full-time Salt staffers. The goal will be to enable enrollment of 20 to 25 students in the fall of 2017 who will pay tuition similar to Salt's old rates of about $9,500 per semester. An alumni forum is planned for May, and Salt will offer three-week workshops at Mecca this summer. For MPBN News, I'm Fred Bever.